James Driscoll replied to your comment on this. James Driscoll. James Driscoll owner, realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. Dear San Bernardino County Bar Association, I have a discrimination case that I would like to file. I am not sure how to proceed with such a filing. It is against the County of San Bernardino first for their ridiculous pretense that I can't use email to communicate with my mental health wellness interface. If you listen to this law discussion on Article 12 of the United Nations Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities, it states it plain and simple. Mini Law School, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, Article 12, https://lnkd.in/guy5g42. Mini Law School, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Mini Law School, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disability. youtube.com/4h. James Driscoll. James Driscoll owner, realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. Statements made, part 1, it aims to enable self-direction or autonomy, yes it works for that within a framework of support. So the last little bit in that slide, the last contract, goes to what I would term the relational effect of these two models. So whereas the substitute model has the effect of subjecting one suspicion and surveillance and ultimately coercion, this is the current model that is in place in the county system, or at least weighted against me in discriminatory practices. This is a big package that I'm throwing together. The alternative model of supportive decision making is meant to enhance relationships of respect and empowerment. The model that I have been stressing internal of them, they refuse to enable, so this sums up to the point, and it is the language used by representative of a group called the World Network of Users and Survivors of Psychiatry. That was a key player instrumental group among many others in assisting in the drafting of Article 12. Statements made, Part 2, so what does this say? It says instead of restricting autonomy, which they are restricting the use of email, of those who need extra support to comfortably participate in all aspects life, the CRPD, Convention Rights for Persons with Disabilities, in particular Article 12 requires states, that means the County of San Bernardino, to provide access to those supports which has been denied by verbal order and suspension of services provided. Article 12, what is supportive about it? I picked out a few things here. 1. It stipulates expressively that capacity shouldn't depend on one's way of communicating with others. They are restricting my access to email protocols because it is threatening to their standard. That standard being dangerous to the community, that seems important from what we have seen so far. 2. It allows one to appoint someone who assist me, right, with making decisions and to take over, in specific areas. Statements made, Part 3, IIT also allows me to appoint someone to take over in certain circumstances that this model does. The Act also states a test for capacity to make those appointments that's not rooted in the sort of cognitive capacities of understanding and so on that traditional models are, so it goes to one's ability to express preferences, in my case communication in email, and trust, so think about the relevance of this, and this is why it is drafted this way. I need someone to represent me to legally enable my rights as a person with disability. Please reply. Thank you. My complaint also includes the firms in Denver, Colorado of Colorado Health Network and Rocky Mountain Cares. Where Colorado Health Network was the instrumental puppeteer, the regional director Jamie Villalobos, of an 11-month hate and harassment campaign leading to eviction in HIV/AIDS subsidized housing filed against me on November 30, 2016, the day before World AIDS Day. Rocky Mountain Cares instrumental in not representing the client during an August 2016 meeting that I called attention for to stop the hate and harassment that I was inundated and unable to stop. Several events places this to a hashtag conspiracy exposed in the local Denver community. I have documented evidence that must be brought forward. This is an embarrassment of the HIV/AIDS social services agencies. This is a letter directed to my doctor, yes the URL is valid. http://coloradohealthnetwork.fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag patapo/uc-health-messaging/letter-to-university-colorado-hospital-dr-nancy-mattinger-case-fail-telmy-anembarrassment-hoftenberg-hivade-services-2017.mp3, edited. I have proof that this is systemic, not a localized problem, even though I have encountered it within the SB County policy and procedures which need immediate adaptive change. That can be found on Glassdoor. They are aware of my research findings. https://drive.google.com/file/d/1deg-mil4kpetgeek_b7eb6ha/view. USP equals sharing. My assertion of problem is that the information privacy of clients has been violated. This is documented at the Employee Review of Colorado Health Network in a latest review, after posting of above, MP3, something has to be done about this. HTTPS, February 17, 2018 Colorado Health Network logo, if you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Former employee, anonymous employee doesn't recommend neutral outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time. Pros: the mission at CHN is good. Cons: very catty work environment for the most part. Advice to management: get to know employees better. This is a letter of introduction to my public defender attorney Jonathan Arellano Jackson. This has spoken voice text narrative interface. HTTP, I need a guardianangel.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled REALUPHUMAN.NET, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, pd.sbcounty.gov/gmail%20-%20do%20u%20think%20i%20m%20a%20dumb%20shit.html. Please help. Finding a Life's Work Together by Octomail on June 6, 2016 Alumni News by Lori McLaughlin. If just a couple of things in his life had happened differently, says Jonathan Arellano Jackson, 10, he could have easily been in the position that some of his clients are in right now. Just one or two events can have a dramatic effect on how your life goes, he says, reflecting on some minor infractions in his youth. Arellano Jackson is an attorney representing juveniles for the Public Defender's Office in San Bernardino County. It's pretty intense. You're dealing with parents and youth who are in the most challenging and difficult time in their lives, he says. You're catching them at their lowest, and it's never as simple as just criminal and victim, like it appears on television. This is a case of hella portions that needs to be fixed. HTTP, community.growup.net spelled GRUWUP.NET, great reasons as will unite peace. A site advisor cleared safe education, reference, words to live by. I am currently interfaced to peer and family advocacy, which I really cannot fully trust. I am reaching out to everywhere I know I can to get the attention of the public for adaptive corrective action in these matters. These matters are imperative to be changed from the system that is being used to discriminate against me and the general public, better interest of the community in mental health care treatment. This is an introduction letter to my peer support advocacy in place less than a week. I am requesting a weekly progress report to be emailed to me on Fridays, enabling my rights in this interface with advocacy to direct my own preferences. This has spoken voice text narrative interface, HTTP, I need a guardianangel.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled REALUPHUMAN.NET, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /spounty.gov/gmail%20-%20peer%20and%20family%20advocacy%20introduction.html. Angela Keaty, you are tagged to this post because Colorado Health Network is mentioned in this intention to file discrimination case against your firm for obvious breach of public trust. All that is required to prove this situation of chaos and hate culture at Colorado Health Network is to read your at Glassdoor reviews, HTTPS, the latest coming in February 17, 2018 Colorado Health Network logo, if you don't gossip like a teenager, you'll be an outsider. Former employee, anonymous employee doesn't recommend neutral outlook. I worked at Colorado Health Network full-time. Pros: the mission at CHN is good. Cons: very catty work environment for the most part. Advice to management: get to know employees better. Shannon Southall, you are tagged to this post because Rocky Mountain Cares is mentioned and his intention to file discrimination case against your firm for obvious breach of public trust. It relates to the on-file email record with case manager Cinnamon Romero at the time of August 2016 before the chaos occurring in hashtag conspiracy exposed was found to be internal of Chesney Clanyon Apartments in October. The conversation that you were in is archived off-site LinkedIn and shows that you have full knowledge of what is going on before you left that private conversation. Get real. http ineedaguardianangel.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net actively servicing the truth to all time human history / linkedin.com/messaging-thread-6355323601637511168/ linkedin.html with spoken voice text narrative of this conversation available at this matter of grave concern is going to dog you forever, because it is that type of matter, grave concerns of community standards of denying or enabling the rights for persons with disabilities per the United Nations Convention for Persons with Disabilities. Did you not get how serious I am for this to be fixed the first time through? Bill Hirsch, I sent you an email from realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, @gmail.com. That should be in your inbox. It relates serious assertions of wrongdoing by your firm. From realuphuman.net, less than realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, @gmail.com, to Bill Hirsch, bill@alrp.org, date Thursday, March 29, 2018 at 8:12 p.m. Subject, forwarded message, James, you have 89 contacts you may know on LinkedIn, mailed by gmail.com. I expect a reply. That email, not silence. Per the United Nations Enable for Rights for Persons with Disabilities per Article 12 of the United Nations Convention for Persons with Disabilities. Article 12, what is supportive about it? I picked out a few things here. 1. It stipulates expressively that capacity shouldn't depend on one's way of communicating with others. I am utilizing LinkedIn now to facilitate the truth of circumstances of hashtag conspiracy exposed, that you all know I have the truth. You all are in checkmate. Time to give it up, the hate. This post needs to have all comments opened, read more, for 10 previous applied comment. This is comment number 11.